USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A federal court is blocking a White House plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The decision by a New York court is a victory for civil rights groups who argue that the addition of the question onto the survey would disenfranchise minority groups. As the census helps determine congressional seats and federal funding decisions for years into the future, the White House argued the question is necessary in order to uphold certain provisions of the Voting Rights Act. The court called that justification a sham. The Justice Department is going to appeal the decision.
Atlanta is beginning its preparations for Super Bowl 53. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is looking forward to her city hosting the Super Bowl.
We are very honored to host this event that will be watched by the entire world. And we have been planning for years at this point to host the Super Bowl.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying on Capitol Hill today. Take a listen to a portion of his comments.
The General's responsibility to enforce the law even-handedly and with integrity. The Attorney General must ensure that the administration of justice, the enforcement of the law, is above and away from politics. Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government, of the rule of law, or the Department of Justice as an institution than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law. I believe this as strongly today as I did 27 years ago. Indeed, more strongly. We live in a time when the country is deeply divided. In the current environment, the American people have to know that there are places in the government where the rule of law, not politics, holds sway, and where they will be treated fairly based solely on the facts and the even-handed application of the law. The Department of Justice must be that place. I did not pursue this position, and when my name was first raised, I was reluctant to be considered and indeed proposed a number of alternative candidates. If confirmed, I will serve with the same independence I did in 1991.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.